Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of the book Men Alive. Jim, we were talking before we started recording that 2022 was the third year anniversary of Men Alive. Give our listeners a quick insight how it started.
You and I and my wife Rita were in Central Asia teaching from our SSTS tech, Standing Strong Through the Storm, with a group of new Christian men and women from a country that is extremely hostile towards Christians. One day, there was a visitor at the back of the room, president of Trans World Radio Canada. He read and listened and later said, "I want you two to do a radio program for men based on your book, Men Alive, Being Transformed to the Image of Jesus Christ. Give me four samples and let's see if Trans World Radio in South Africa can use them."
I remember it well. You had that surprised look on your face. Me? A radio Bible teacher? I looked at you and we jokingly said, "Well, I guess we have the perfect faces for radio."
I had never generated a radio program in my life, but the Lord gave me you as a host and media producer. Your graduate degree in radio and television communication and 12 years of ministry broadcasting experience in Manila with Far East Broadcasting was exactly what was needed to produce these programs, and here we are, 150-plus programs later, closing out 2022 as year three of Men Alive.
We need to let our listeners know that Men Alive is funded by supporters of Go Teach Global. More information is available at goteachglobal.com.
Speaking of funding, I recently had a conversation with a friend who asked a sincere question. How's the year-end look for Go Teach Global? I told him we needed about $20,000 by December 31st to pay forward radio stations for 2023. I added that for the past 8 years, the Lord has always provided an unplanned year-end surprise that meets our budget.
And what exactly did you mean by a year-end surprise?
Okay, 1 year a lawyer contacted us and said an estate he was dealing with had designated funds for Go Teach Global. That was a surprise. It's hard to plan an estate gift into one's annual fundraising budget.
Any other surprises?
1 year it was funds from a newly formed family foundation. Another year it was from a friend who had sold an investment for more than expected. Each year, for the past 8 years, there's been a budget-balancing, God-ordained surprise. So God gets all the glory, and we clearly understand that this is His doing and not ours.
So what does the Go Teach Global annual budget cover?
We're a smaller ministry serving since 2015. Our budget includes radio contracts, media production, overseas travel, office, and salaries.
Tell our listeners what your friend said about Go Teach Global.
He shocked me when he said, "I've studied your materials that you've written. They are very good. And I listen to your radio programs and podcasts with Paul Estabrooks. You need to expand your vision. In fact, you need to raise perhaps an additional $200,000 to do what needs to be done." "Another $200,000?" I said. I was in shock. So I asked him to explain. He said, "You and Paul have proven you can train trainers, teach teachers, and disciple adult educators. That has been your life's ministry. And you and Paul have proven for 3 years you can write and produce weekly radio programs for men called Men Alive. But you are both 80 years old and both of you have had a heart attack. You are running out of runway to finish the job." I tried to jokingly say to him, "Well, we still have 20 years left. What are you suggesting?" But he continued, "With those extra funds, you could arrange for an office, answer calls from listeners, contract the right people to produce up-to-date training, teaching, and discipling material on video, YouTube, Zoom, whatever it takes to make it available long after you've gone to heaven." His vision reminded me, Pablo, of the conversation you and I had with Ray Allery back in Central Asia. At that moment, I had never created a radio program in my life, but the Lord provided, and here we are, ending 2022, celebrating our third anniversary year with more than 150 programs in the vault.
Let me remind you, our listeners, this is Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. You can learn how to be our partner in ministry at goteachglobal.com. Jim, did your friend tell you how you might do all this?
First, he said you need a prayer network of partners to intercede for God to meet your needs, to finish the task whatever way he chooses before he returns or calls you home to heaven. And then he said you need to contact individuals, foundations, lay out your plan, tell them what you intend to do, show projected costs, and how they can assist in meeting the need to train trainers, teach teachers, and disciple adult educators. He gave examples from some of his contacts with individuals and foundations that would be able to help towards the goal of 200,000. I was amazed just to hear that there are people out there with that kind of money to invest in ministry. As you know, Pablo, I am not a fundraiser. I'm a teacher, an adult educator, a mentor, a writer. The most unsuccessful job I ever had in my career was trying to raise money for a Christian ministry. But having said that, you and I have both experienced enough answers to prayer to understand a few things about having a vision and seeing God make it happen.
Are you thinking of our visit to Holland where you met Ukrainian pastor Dmitry, who escaped first from Crimea in 2014 when the Russians invaded, and then again from Melitopol in 2022 after the Russians arrested him and kept him in jail for 6 days? He had three key words in his sermon. Ask, believe, and wait. Wait for God's timing.
I agree, Pablo. If God is in it, we cannot stop it. If God is not in it, we better not start it. God has this way of meeting a need, so he gets all the glory.
Like Pastor Dmitry said, God tells us to do three things. Ask, believe, and wait for his timing.
Here's a quick example, Pablo. You served with Open Doors with Brother Andrew for 38 years and were invited to his memorial service in Harderwijk, Holland. I did contract work for Open Doors over the years, and I met Brother Andrew many times, and I really wanted to go to his memorial service. So I did step one. I asked. I asked the Lord if I could go to Holland. Silent. No answer. There was no money in the GoTeach Global budget to go, and I did not have personal funds to cover the trip. So, second step, I did believe that if God wanted me to go, he would provide a way so that he gets the glory. That's the believe part. Ask, believe. By faith, I released it, and then I waited. That wait part is the hardest. There are over 150 verses in the Bible that refer to waiting. My favorite is when King Saul was told by the prophet Samuel, wait 7 days whenever you need the Lord's wisdom. Samuel would come to him, conduct a sacrifice, and tell him what the Lord wanted King Saul to do. Here's the story from 1 Samuel 13. I'll let Pablo read it from the New Living Translation.
The Philistines mustered a mighty army of 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and as many warriors as the grains of sand on the seashore. They camped at Michmash, east of Beth-Aven. The men of Israel saw what a tight spot they were in, and because they were hard-pressed by the enemy, they tried to hide in caves, thickets, rocks, holes, and cisterns. Some of them crossed the Jordan River and escaped into the land of Gad and Gilead. Meanwhile, Saul stayed at Gilgal, and his men were trembling with fear. Saul waited there 7 days for Samuel, as Samuel had instructed him earlier, but Samuel still didn't come. Saul realized that his troops were rapidly slipping away, so he demanded, "Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offerings." And Saul sacrificed the burnt offering himself. Just as Saul was finishing with the burnt offering, Samuel arrived. Saul went out to meet and welcome him, but Samuel said, "What is this you have done?" Saul replied, "I saw my men scattering from me, and you didn't arrive when you said you would, and the Philistines are at Michmash ready for battle. So I said, 'The Philistines are ready to march against us at Gilgal, and I haven't even asked for the Lord's help.' So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering myself before you came." "How foolish," Samuel exclaimed. "You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. Had you kept it, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command."
I was reminded of that story while waiting for a decision about going to Brother Andrew's memorial. 1 week before the service, I got a call from a friend who said, I believe you should go to Andrew's service in Holland. You introduced me to Brother Andrew's ministry some 20 years ago, and I have followed and supported Open Doors ever since. I have travel points I cannot use, so I will provide the points and pay the taxes if you want to go. Wow. Of course I wanted to go. So by God's grace and a friend's generosity, I went. What a blessing it was to be there with you, Pablo, and meet Open Doors team members we work with around the globe.
Okay, Jim, how does this sequence of ask, believe, wait apply to men listening who are seeking God's direction in their life?
Good question. There are over 8 billion humans living on Earth. God loves every one of us, and He formed us in our mother's womb, and He loves us so much that He sent His Son to earth so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is the first key ask. Ask Christ to become Lord of your life and make you a new creature. It's like being born all over again, starting fresh, sins forgiven. That's your first ask. And then believe. Believe that you are part of God's forever family. You wait upon the Lord to teach you from His Word, the Bible, how to live. That's the sequence. Ask, believe, wait.
Scripture and church history reveal stories of Christ followers who saw God perform miracles in their life after they asked, believed, and waited.
Pablo, I believe every prayer gets answered one of four ways. God delivers as we ask because we asked according to His will. Or God denies because it was contrary to His will. Or God delays His answer until a better time. Or God defers to a better plan. Not every person hearing this program has access to the funds to invest in Go Teach Global. But as we ask, believe, and wait, God will provide for our needs. Thanks for your prayers for Go Teach Global and for Paul and myself. God bless.
There you have it, men, our third anniversary of Men Alive. As you pray about year-end investments in ministry, ask God to give you His peace and wisdom to partner with us at goteachglobal.com. There you will find background information about Dr. Jim, and the second page gives you an opportunity to listen to any or all of the many Men Alive recorded programs. There you also can make a tax-deductible donation to the Canadian and USA registered charity Go Teach Global. This will help Dr. Jim and me to respond to the many requests we receive to teach our seminars in low-income areas of the world where opportunities to learn are sometimes limited. You can help us make a difference. Go to goteachglobal.com today. Contact Dr. Jim with any questions at manaliveuntogod@gmail.com. And when you contact us, remember that Men Alive is a listener-supported radio program and podcast. We thank you for your encouragement. Men Alive is a production of the ministry Go Teach Global. Until next time, be men alive, waiting on the Lord to be transformed into the image and character of Jesus Christ.